Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Rampart Street Paraders bring us March of the Mustangs from 1957. A very fine group carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra from the 1930s. This is two decades on, and they're bringing us a song written by one of their number, Matty Matlock. And Matty is playing the clarinet on this one, and we also hear Clyde Hurley on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, the wonderful Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Stan Reitzman on piano, and George Van Epps on guitar, Phil Stevens on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we are going to go back to the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and even into the 1960s for some recordings from many years ago. Wonderful musicians, and I think we might have a singer or two for you this morning as well. And our next two numbers are fairly early ones from 1936 and 1932. One is recorded in Britain, and it was 1936. It was the BBC Dance Orchestra. And it had several iterations, and this one was when it was being led by Henry Hall. And they recorded this number, as I said, in 1936. It was written by Irving Berlin, and it's called I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. And then we'll go back to the US, to 1932. This is an orchestra led by Benny Kruger. Benny Kruger and his orchestra. They bring us a song called Crazy People, which was written by Edgar Leslie and Jimmy Monaco. A fine lineup in the studio that day, Buddy Berrigan on trumpet, also Manny Klein on trumpet as well. Tommy Dorsey is on trombone, Arthur Schutt on piano, Eddie Lang, the legendary Eddie Lang on guitar, Stan King on drums, and Dick Robertson, as so often on these early numbers, will bring us the lyrics. And then for our third number in the set, we are going to go forward a couple of decades to 1950 to a jazz legend, and that is Billie Holiday. Well, she'd started out in the 1930s, so she's fairly well on in her career. And this is a recording that she made around this time for the Decca label. It was written by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher, and it's called That Old Devil Called Love. And that will be Billie Holiday. And we'll start with the BBC Dance Orchestra, led by Henry Hall. I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket.
Have been many, but now my roaming days are gone. Too many irons in the fire, it's worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. God help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Thank you. crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. When we are underneath the moon above, you have me acting like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you.
With that old devil called love. the amazing voice of Billie Holiday from 1950, That Old Devil Called Love. Before Billie, we heard from Benny Kruger and his orchestra from 1932, Crazy People, with words by Dick Robertson. And we started off with Irving Berlin's I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, brought to us by the BBC Dance Orchestra, led by Henry Hall. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. And this morning we are listening to songs in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1960s, as we do on Sunday mornings. These are recordings made by the various artists and singers, musicians, and of course those wonderful songwriters. Next up, we are going to be listening to a wonderful trumpeter, Billy Butterfield, and his orchestra. Billy Butterfield started out in about 1940, played early on with the orchestras of Artie Shaw and led by Bob Crosby. He spent most of the rest of his career in the small group format. But towards the end of the 1940s, he had his own big band, and that's what we'll hear this morning. This is a song that he recorded in 1947 with his orchestra, That Old Feeling. It was written by Lou Brown and Sammy Fain. And then to another trumpeter, this time from 1953, and he of the gorgeous tone, it's Chet Baker, one of the great trumpeters of the century. And we'll hear him from 1953 with his quartet, which is Chet Baker on trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Bobby White on drums. And they're going to bring us that lovely Rodgers and Hart piece, Isn't It Romantic? And then forward again, and this time to 1960, to singer Chris Connor. She had a lovely voice and a very nice jazz style. And we will hear her, as I said, from 1960, with the song Harlequin, which was written by the songwriting team of Corey and Cross. And that will be Chris Connor. And we'll start off with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra, That Old Feeling.
Thank you. Harlequin, Harlequin, clown of the carnival, gaudy as sin. Caught your coy Columbine, strung your sweet mandolin. Harlequin, Harlequin, tragic or comical, your play wears thin. Forsake your Columbine, laughter grows dim. Dance to the carousel, Harlequin dance. Round about Harlequin, in and out Harlequin. Chase the bright steeds, how gaily they spin. Harlequin, Harlequin, lonely at nightfall, sad little mannequin.
Chris Connor from 1960 with the song Harlequin. Chet Baker brought us Isn't It Romantic from 1953, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, along with his quartet. And we started off with the orchestra of Billy Butterfield, That Old Feeling.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are listening to recordings made by some of the musicians and singers around the 1930s through to the 1960s. And we have some very fine ones coming up for the rest of the show as well. We're going to go now to 1938, to the fabulous band led by Count Basie. These are relatively early days for the band, though it had been going for a little while at this point. They went on for years, and they had a fabulous lineup. And they stayed with the band. It was a very fine orchestra. Count Basie, of course, was one of the great pianists, too, of this time. This is recorded in 1938, and the song is called Now Will You Be Good. It's brought to us by Count Basie and his orchestra, and it was written by the songwriting team of Arthur Turker, Harry Gentes, and Harry Pease. Then we're going to go back to 1934, to a fine musician called Adrian Rollini. Well, I play him quite often on the program, and he really was a very fine artist and made some wonderful recordings with his colleagues, and this is one of them. Adrian played the vibraphone, and he also played the bass sax, one of the few proponents. It sort of took over from where the tuba was, I believe, but it's hard to tell. Anyway, this is one where he is playing his bass sax, and the song is called Sugar. And it was written by Maceo Pincard and Sidney Mitchell. And joining Adrian in the studio are Manny Klein and Dave Klein on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Adrian on bass sax, and Arthur Rollini, I must be his brother, on tenor sax. Howard Smith is playing the piano, George Van Epps on guitar,
Arnie Bernstein is playing the bass and Stan King on the drums. That will be Sugar from 1934. And then we're going to have a change of pace back to the UK, 1956. And this is a piece that was written by one of the greatest modern composers of light classical music, and that is Robert Farnon. He'd started out in Canada back before the Second World War and worked with the CBC for a time. He went over during the war and had led a band, swing band, in the UK during World War II, and he stayed on. This is him from 1956 with his own composition. It was issued in an album called Canadian Impressions. It's pieces he wrote about Canada, and this one is called Gateway to the West. And Robert Farnon will be joining us with his orchestra. And we will start with Count Basie, Now Will You Be Good, from 1938.
Stepped out and I went and done what I said I would. Now will you be good? You gave me a song and a dance, but now you see I can find romance like I said I could. Now will you be good? A proverb my mother used to tell, that you can take a pitcher to the well once too often. You buzz around with someone new. Now you frown cause the bee stung you like I said it would. Now will you be good? Thank you.
Robert Farnon and his orchestra from 1956. Beautiful piece written and arranged by Robert Farnon and brought to us by his orchestra, led, of course, by himself. Gateway to the West. Before Robert Farnon, we heard from Adrian Rollini and friends with the song Sugar. And we started out with the Count Basie Orchestra. Now, Will You Be Good?
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we are listening today to songs in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1960s. Our next recording is a pretty early one. It's 1933, and it's brought to us by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. He was probably the most popular of the early dance bands, and jazz bands too, in his time, starting out, I believe, in the 1920s. This is a song that he recorded of the wonderful Harold Arlen Yip Harburg piece called It's Only a Paper Moon. And I love the lyrics to this one, of course, along with the melody. It's introduced in the film Take a Chance in 1933, and the words are brought to us by Peggy Healy. And following Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, we're going to go forward to 1951, and we're going to hear another Rodgers and Hart song, and it'll be brought to us by Dinah Shaw and Tony Martin. A lovely duet from two lovely voices. And it is a lovely tune too, Manhattan. Again, wonderful lyrics to this one too. And then forward again to 1962 to a particularly versatile performer with an amazing voice, and that is Dinah Washington. She'll be joining us today with the Quincy Jones Orchestra from that year, 1962. The song is written by the songwriting team of Green, Rose, and Heyman, and it's called I Want to Be Loved, and that will be Dinah Washington. And we'll start with It's Only a Paper Moon, the Paul Whiteman Orchestra.
Barnum and Bailey were as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares.
I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subways charm us so, and the balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July? Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. We'll try to cross Fifth Avenue. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a road. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And South Pacific is a terrific show, they say. I hope we see it close someday. The city's clamor cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
The great big city's a wondrous toy,
just made for a girl and boy.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
I want to be loved starting tonight, instead of merely holding conversation. Hold me tight. I want to be kissed until I tingle. I wanna be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our hearts beat intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtledoving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist that the world owes me a loving. I said, baby, can't you see I wanna be thrilled to desperation? I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. Yeah, I wanna be loved. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation.
Next up, we're going to hear from a very fine group led by trumpeter Rex Stewart called Rex Stewart's Big Eight. From 1945, the song is called Blue Jay, and Rex is on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Al Sears on tenor sax, Eddie Haywood on piano, Ulysses Livingston on guitar, Junior Raglan on bass, Keg Purnell on drums, and we'll have the words from Joya Sherrill. And that will be Blue Jay.
Way down yonder, not so very far off, there's a blue jay that died with a whoop and cough, and he whooped so loud with a whoop and cough that he whooped his head and his tail right off. Same song, second verse. Now this blue jay had a very fine chick. She was sharp as a lark on a solid kick, and she loved this blue jay till she thought she would scream. Then this frantic square did a thing that was mean. Same song, third verse. Off, ooh-wee, Blue Jay, he'd
Well, we come to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I do hope you enjoyed our songs from many years ago, and in recordings from many years ago. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining you in just a few minutes with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon, and I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. One more song today, and we will hear from Jonah Jones, that wonderful trumpeter, along with his quartet. It's a song written by Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner, and it's called On the Street Where You Live. Here's Jonah Jones.